This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. One person is dead and three others injured after a shooting at a gathering celebrating the detention of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. But CPR's Molly Cruz reports another victim is expected to succumb to injury.
On Saturday evening, Denver police responded to reports of gunfire outside of a strip mall in southwest Denver. There, a group of people were gathered to celebrate the capture of Maduro. Maduro was captured and flown out of Venezuela on Saturday morning by U.S. military forces after they carried out a large-scale strike. On Tuesday, police identified the 16-year-old who died at the scene as William Rodriguez Salas. The other victims range in age from 26 to 33. One victim is not expected to survive his injuries. The two others are still in hospital. Police are still looking for the suspect. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
A new program in Pueblo will train aircraft maintenance technicians. KRCC's Brianna Heaney has more.
The new aviation program at Pueblo Community College is slated to launch this fall with an emphasis on serving veterans, high school graduates, and former coal workers. The state is kicking in around $500,000 from a fund to support local economies that have historically relied on coal. According to the state, the program should bring about 45 new full-time jobs to Pueblo over the next few years. The state also cites the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which says the aviation industry will need to fill approximately 12,000 aircraft mechanic positions to meet demand as workers retire. Brianna Heaney, KRCC News.
This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 206.